Jamari Howard decommits from the 2024 Michigan State football class. Is it time to start panicking about recruiting over there? You can decide that one. And then also, A.J. Hogard, Jaden Akins, did they enter the transfer portal or no? We got a lot more to talk about. Let's go.
You are Locked On Spartans, your daily podcast on the Michigan State Spartans. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Spartan friends, Spartan family, Locked On Spartans listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to Locked On Spartans, your team in green and white every single day. Well, weekday that is, 5 days a week. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this here podcast or YouTube show. Any way you are digesting this media, hey, really cannot say thank you enough, so hope you're having a good Mother's Day too. Hey, for all the moms out there, I'm sure we got a whopping total of like 4 moms out there that are listening to Locked On Spartans right now. You all hold a near and dear place in my heart, so thank you very much. And well, happy Mother's Day to my own mom. She is a listener and viewer of this show. She's probably, probably at most 33% of the listenership here. So shout out to you, Mom. There we go. But no, hope everyone's had a good weekend. I hope everyone's had a really great, I'm talking fantastic weekend. I'm hoping that everyone just had the best weekend of all time. Because quite frankly, I'm not sure how the vibes are going to be here for this first segment. This could be what they call a vibe harsher right here. A mood dampener, a Debbie Downer, if you will. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe this will be cathartic for all of us here. But I'm in the world of Michigan State recruiting for the 2024 class. Jamari Howard, defensive back out of Florida, great athlete, top 150 kid, any recruiting site that you look at. This kid is a cream of the crop, and he's also no longer a Michigan State Spartan. Now look, this decommitment is a long time coming. This has been rumored for months, and Jamari, Mr. Howard may have been handling this decommitment the same way I've been handling reorganizing my basement. Something that we've been meaning to get to for months, something that we've put off for a very long time, but eventually, we remember that we have to do it, so yeah, screw it, we'll just do it on some random weekend day and just get it over with. I'm telling you, the first time I heard that this could happen, snow was falling on the ground for the first time this winter here in Michigan. So, yeah, long time coming. So this is why I'm not really just screaming here. I'm just actually just glad it finally happened, for goodness sakes. He's going to still visit Michigan State, guys. Don't you worry. There's still an official visit coming up in June for Jamari Howard, so he could end up recommitting to Michigan State. My childhood dog could also come back from that summer farm any minute now too. But yeah, so that's the 411 on that. Now the big question here is for us, the fans, is it time to start panicking about Michigan State recruiting, or just Michigan State football in general? Is it time to start panicking? And my answer is, I don't know, man. Everyone is entitled to their own feelings, their own opinion, and quite frankly, I had my panic moment somewhere between Ben Patton's missed field goal against Indiana to send us to a bowl game and the Keon Coleman transfer. Somewhere between that was my moment, but if this is your moment, I can't fault you for it, because let's go down the list of who's committed to this 2024 class, or just what this class even looks like. Now, at this point, it's small. That's right, three. It's three kids. It's three kids in the 2024 class. It's a class that can fit comfortably in an elevator. It's a class that can be comfortably seated at a high-top table at your local Chili's. It's a class that couldn't play a game of euchre amongst themselves if they wanted to, or a game of spike ball, or a game of trouble, but it's a class that's ours, damn it. It's ours. It's a three-kid class. Now, again, up to you if you want to panic. And there is a lot of time left on the clock here for this 2024 class, all right? Signing day is months. That's a hard S on that, months. It is very much so down the road here. There's a lot of time left. Official visit season in June is about to be rolling, and right now you have 12 four-stars that have pledged well, not their commitment, but committing to taking an official visit here in June at least. So there's a lot of time left, guys. Don't worry. Just don't look at Michigan, who has 16 kids already for their 2024 class, Ohio State, that has 13 kids for their 2024 class, or Penn State, that has 13 kids for their 2024 class. And look, yeah, of course I'm referencing those teams, because that's kind of what Mel Tucker was coached to be up with. Those kind of teams. This was the program that is getting all this money thrown at them to be up to par with those teams, the Michigans, the Ohio States, the Penn States of the world. But here we are with just three kids in the 2024 class. Oh my goodness. And actually, in the Big Ten, there's only three teams that have three or less players in their 2024 class, along with Michigan State. There's three more teams. It's Illinois. It's not Maryland at all, actually. Maryland has five kids, excuse me. It's Illinois. It's Northwestern. And it's Indiana. So, great company to be with right there. As if, you know, going bowl-less like Northwestern and Indiana wasn't enough. I mean, Illinois can't even say that. They at least went to a Florida bowl game last year. That's what we're dealing with right now is we are slow off the block. That starting gun, shot, pow! And MSU's on the starting blocks for this 2024 class, and Michigan is 50 meters down the track. Ohio State, 45 meters. Penn State, 45 meters. And here we are. And again, hey, we are being harsh, maybe, if you will. I'm asking a lot here for Michigan State as a program to be up with the Michigans, up with the Ohio States, up with the Penn States. But again, and I know this sounds ridiculous, I'll stop myself right here. This sounds very foolish to bring up the whole money thing, the whole contract thing. Because I'm not paying a cent of that contract. I'm going to really fetch a guess here that you listening to this, you watching this, you're not paying a dime of that contract either of Mel Tucker's $95 million 10-year contract. But we're in a weird spot, right? I mean, okay, he's not necessarily paid all that money to coach, especially in late game situations. That's not for in-game coaching, right? All that money isn't for, you know, just marketing the program, which is apparently something we just don't do anymore at Michigan State. I mean, gone are the days of the ask me anythings on Twitter or just the really just activity on social media, but I digress, whatever. The $95 million is paid for recruiting, and I know it's incredibly hard to recruit off a 5-7 season. I know that a lot of the 5-7 season still was residual effects from the late stage D'Antonio era, but we're going to try to keep the show under a half hour. This would be a 4-hour conversation. We've had this conversation a lot in the past if you want to go back in the files and look at any of that, but paid to recruit here, and boy, howdy. Gee willikers, excuse my language, but this is a horrendous start to the class. And I know that, hey, last year at this time, Michigan State didn't have a lot of commits. I think they were at like 4 or 5 commits this time last year before getting into official visit season. And it was a fine class, top 25 class. Also a class that only had, 18 kids that signed to it. 18-kid class after 18-kid class is not going to cut it here, all right? I mean, yes, you have the 12 four-stars that have locked in their visits for June. That number will probably go up a little bit, but what's the number one lesson we all learned last year? Is that the kids that visit in June are far from guaranteed to commit. I mean, it'd be really the only way out of this to be up with the Penn States, Ohio States, and Michigans of the world. Jesus, as if like more than 80% of these 12 four-star kids commit, which isn't going to happen. So yeah, it's if this is your panic time, go for it. If yours was in the past, I'm kind of sort of with you here, but if yours is yet to come, I'm actually fascinated to hear any reason that you would have, because long story short, I mean, this isn't a great start to the class necessarily. I mean, hey, the offensive line recruiting is going okay. I mean, heck, two of the three kids are offensive line recruits. So that's, when the rest of the class is juiceless, at least you could put faith in the Juice squad right there. So anyway, that's just us commiserating about the 2024 class. Guys, of course, when we get closer to June, we'll break down the visits. I mean, we're going to try to bring a ray of sunlight into Michigan State football recruiting here. It's just very disingenuous to do it right now because, even though this is a decommitment that we saw coming from 48,000 miles away, still, you got to take a look at the picture of this program right here, and it's a blurry picture. So, all right, we're going to be back here with more just great news here in a hot segment. First, need to talk your ear off about FanDuel Sportsbook. Gang, Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals, they are right around the corner. And get in on all that action. We're talking same-game parlays, first basket scores, or, hey, elevate that like me, method of first basket scores. That's right. Hey, you know what? If you didn't like Gary Payton at, 20-1 for the first basket for Warriors against Lakers at game 5 or 6, whatever game just happened, 6. I had 110-1 Gary Payton jump shot. That's right. That's a FanDuel bet that you can go grab right now. Go grab them for the Eastern Conference Finals games, Western Conference Finals games, or NHL that's more your speed, MLB if it's more your speed. And if you're a new customer, hey, you get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000. That is up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. If your first bet doesn't win, just visit FanDuel.com/lockdown and get in on the no-sweat first bet action up to $1,000. That's right, gang. That is FanDuel.com/lockdown. It's FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. And I'm sorry to say, let's get back just into a little bit more football talk, and then we're going to talk basketball. We're going to talk Akins, Hogard. I know at the start of the show I said, are they in the transfer portal? I'll just cut it to the chase right now. As far as we know, no, they're not. But we're going to get to more of that in a hot second. Right now, let's keep the ball rolling with football. Yeah, all right, there we go. Hey, we talked about a few transfer portal visits that happened very recently, specifically in the wide receiver department, because, hey, look, Michigan State so far so good in the spring transfer portal window after a pretty solid portal window in the fall. I'm not going to be negative Nancy completely here for the rest of the show, all right? Allow me to actually just not be a Debbie Downer right here. It's been a fine transfer portal window, all things considered, for Michigan State, for the kids coming in. I mean, yeah, sure, Keon Coleman leaving wasn't great, but for the kids coming in, and especially in the spring transfer portal window too, Armarion Smith, Keon Stewart, those are fine additions. Those are great depth pieces for the defensive secondary. That was 1A and 1B on my list, is just, let's get a safety that can back up these guys. And let's get a cornerback that can also add depth too. And if not, hey, God, Keon Stewart may even be able to start week one this upcoming season. Who's to say? But right after that, okay, you are going to want a wide receiver. And you're kind of saying this maybe even before Keon Coleman transfers out of the program. And now that he's transferred, okay, a receiver would be pretty nice. Because look, the room that Michigan State has right now is fine. Yeah, Trey Mosley, fine player. Tyrell Henry, fine player. Christian Fitzpatrick, if you will, a fine player. Montori Foster, Antonio Gates Jr., if you want to keep going. Not Cade McDonald. He transferred to Miami of Ohio. Quick little tidbit there. None of those guys I named, though, are really straight-line speed guys, though. And yes, of course, like pretty much every receiver in college is fast to a certain degree, but none of them have that extra gear. You know, the ones that could take the top off the defense, if you will. And, well, they brought some guys on to try to get a person that could do that, like Tyler Harrell out of Alabama. Started at Louisville, but this is a guy that we talked about, all right? Good straight-line speed guy. Can, again, take the top off the defense, can get behind the safeties, if you will. Adds a different dynamic to the receiver room that you have with the guys that are already in the room. A.J. Henning, he was the Michigan kid that transferred away from there. MSU offered him. I'm not sure if he did or did not visit. There are conflicting reports on that. I'm pretty sure he did. But regardless, he went to Northwestern, and Tyler Harrell, despite Michigan State giving their best efforts, he is going to Miami. That's right, Miami, which has a NIL fund that's definitely not run by a guy that's bankrupt. Anyway, whatever. They also hosted Jahdae Walker. Now, that's a fun one because he was a Grand Valley State transfer. Insane tape, but he wasn't a straight-line speed guy. He was more of a 6'4", go-up-and-get-it jump ball sort of guy. But again, like when Keon Coleman left, Could have used another jump ball guy, because the guys I just named, I don't know how many of those guys are going to be jump ball receivers. I mean, perhaps Christian Fitzpatrick, he's got the frame for it. 6'3", 6'4", but again, like they went fishing for receivers after getting some defensive secondary depth and struck out. And that's just, yeah, I mean, you've heard it in my voice the whole show. That's a bummer. It's a bummer. Now, I'm not, you know, punching drywall over missing these receivers. Again, like, the guys are getting in the spring transfer portal window aren't going to set the world on fire most of the time. All right. Unfortunately, we are very in a storyline where that is a rare circumstance, because Keon Coleman's one of those players that could. But no, the 98% of the spring transfer portal window is guys that are just like depth pieces, like wide receivers 3 or maybe even wide receiver 2 in our situation, should any of those guys committed. But yeah, it's a bummer. Of course, they're still going to try. There is no hard deadline to commit to a school in the spring transfer portal window. I mean, guys can really join up until the fall, but of course that talent pool gets smaller and smaller as the year goes on. So Tyler Harrell, no. AJ Henning, no. Jadae Walker, he went to Texas A&M. And, like, that just kind of stings a little bit. Because Grand Valley State, good old sunny Allendale, Michigan, not too far away from East Lansing. Not sure if they got him on for a visit. I do know that they did offer him. But, yeah, it never really seemed like we were even in those sweepstakes. Which, like, can we just get one just piece of good news around here? I mean, it's... Oh man, like our nutritionist is leaving, the GM of recruiting's leaving, our starting receiver's leaving, our starting quarterback's leaving. It's like, can we just like get one crumb of good news around here? Andrew Dennis, 3-star Mount Pleasant offensive lineman. Thank you for committing to Michigan State. Logan Bennett, shout out to him. Let's go, fire up. Yeah, man, I'm starved for good news here. So this is what we're gonna do. This is how we're gonna get the good news going. Switch it to basketball. When in doubt, just break that in case of emergency glass and start talking about basketball. It's the two players that we've been talking about the last few weeks. I don't even know if we've mentioned another player in this program in the last few weeks. Jaden Akins, AJ Hogard, the two guys that submitted their names for the NBA draft. And as you know, they were not invited to the NBA Combine. They were not invited to the G League Combine. And Thursday... Not this Thursday, the last Thursday that's already happened. At midnight was a very, very important time for this saga, because if you've listened to this podcast, you know this. Thursday at midnight was the deadline to enter the transfer portal for college. As we know, as far as I know, the people I've talked to that know people in the program, people that I've talked to that may or may not be in the program, who's to say? They don't suspect that any intention of transferring was made by Jaden Akins or AJ Hogard. Let me say that again. As far as people in the program know, I'll just shoot you straight. They would be blindsided. All right? They would be taken aback if anything happened on Thursday night. Now that is that's good. It's fun. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, pop the champagne yet. I'm not gonna set off the streamers just yet, because there's still some time before the end of May when they have to officially announce that they are returning. And also, too, there is a non-zero chance that they didn't enter the portal and no one in the program knows yet. I would keep that chance at a very, very, very low percentage. I swear I'm not trying to go, like, all, you know, crazy newscaster trying to stir up a bunch of sensationalism. Like, no, but, like, college is crazy. College sports are crazy. There's, like, maybe a 0.1% chance that's happened. It would shock everyone in the program, though, if that did happen. So there's the news right there. Moving forward, though. Yes, we got a question or two about the combine. Like, well, like, can they just work out with other teams still, even though they don't have a combine? Will MSU have a pro day for them? First of all, no, MSU will not have a pro day for these guys, because I think this whole thing was just an educational experience for them. You get a bunch of feedback from the scouts, the GMs, if you will, people in the league office, about what you have to work on. Like, that's what it was the whole time for Akins and Hogard, I believe. I'm sure a lot of people in the program believe that as well. Maybe Akins and Hogard thought just a tad differently, like there's a sliver of hope that they'd get invited to this NBA Combine. But no, like, they're not going to have a pro day, because The whole point was just to do these fun interviews, get tested a little bit, but no. Yes, the other part of the question, can they test with teams? Yes, they absolutely can. There's individual workouts that teams will do. I'm sure Akins and Hogard will work out individually for some teams here and there, but unless they hear a promise that, like, hey, we will definitely 100% draft you in the second round, which I would also throw a lot of caution to the wind there. And I highly doubt anyone in their camp is listening to this, but if they are, I would throw a lot of caution at that. Not just because I want you to return to Michigan State, but like the stories that I've heard about former athletes at a certain university in East Lansing that have been told, whether it's football or basketball, whether they've been told promises that, hey, yes, we are going to take you in the second round. The amount of times that I've heard that a camp has been told that, and they're never ended up drafted, that's a pretty high number, especially for guys that are not invited to a combine. So I'll just shoot you straight. We're in the third segment here. Who's listening anymore? It would be completely asinine and completely bat bleep insane to enter the draft without getting entered into the combine. That's just the fact of the matter, right? I get it. We all have dreams of going to the NBA and everything like that, but look, that would be just horrendous advice. You would have to cut off everyone in your life that has even mentioned that maybe you still enter the draft after not getting invited to the NBA Combine. And again, this isn't just because I'm a huge Michigan State fan, and Michigan State can be a top three team next year should both these guys come back. But, like, no, you're signing up for a very, 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 very sad draft night. Because that's... Those promises that those teams make at individual workouts are far from promises, honey. So, yeah, again, this is a very long and drawn-out way of me saying that expect these guys to return anytime between right now as you're listening to this and May 31st when they have to take their name out of the NBA draft to retain any college eligibility. So that's the A.J. Hogard and Jaden Akins news. The Cliff Notes is, which I guess I could have done this earlier, so sorry. No one in the program expects him to leave. It would be just a devastating surprise. A devastating surprise, if you will, if they did enter the transfer portal. So that's what you got right there. In other Big Ten news, Mackenzie Mbako. God, I hope I said that name right. Top 10 kid, 5-star, McDonald's All-American, all the good stuff. He was committed to Duke for the longest time, but when Kyle Filipowski announced his return to Duke, well, he said, what gives, man? That's the role I was going to play. I'm decommitting. I'm out of here. He commits to Indiana. That's right. The Hoosiers get the 5-star big man, and I, quite frankly... surely this won't bite me, but, like, no, really, at the time, I couldn't be bothered by anything less than Indiana getting a 5-star or a good big man. Like, oh, no, they got a 5-star. They get one of those every year for the last decade. Oh, my God, they have a good big man now. Whoa, get out of the Sweet 16 before you have me shaking in my boots. Get anything higher than, like, third in the conference. It's big news, sure, but, like, I'm almost more happy to see him go to Indiana than I am to see him go to Kansas. I mean, that's how little I respect everything going down in Bloomington. You wasted 4 years of Trace Jackson Davis, 1 year of Mackenzie Mbako. I can't be moved by it. I'm sorry. And, this is going to be a nice, fun clip to send out on social media once, you know, Indiana beats us 72-69. At Assembly Hall this year, but whatever. Like, it's not a needle mover, but it's May. We're talking about literally anything that breaks news these days on Lockdown Spartans, and the 5-star being a very late addition to an interconference foe. It's going to bring that up at the end of the show here. Again, hey, gang, happy Mother's Day to everyone out there, especially to the moms. That makes the most sense. Have an incredible week. I'm sorry if this dampened your mood at all, but if there's one thing you can count on us at Lockdown Spartans, we're going to shoot you straight. You're going to get the raw feelings behind everything. So, and you're also going to get the news, all the fun, everything there is to offer the next few days here. Gang, I truly love you all. Let's all have a great week. Go Green.